Yo, it's your ex wavy, YWHAZWMGRGBMS. Yeah, same path with the cross. Yeah, you feel me? Man, they be moving mad in it. Man, they be moving broke in it. Honestly speaking, the podcast, let's get it. Jesus Christ, you try.
I just wanna do my thing on a low. Light my spliff on a low. Swipe your cheek on a low. 86.9 on a low. Harness, she speaking, go unnecessary. Oh, this your back, I show unnecessary. Harness, she speaking, yeah.
Yo, ACX, Wavy, you get me? It's a matting, it's a mazar. For the members, for the episode, they fucking drop. It's a new episode. It's actually a very new episode because it's been a long time. And today, I'm with my Oga. It's been a long time coming. Denzel, and I'm with Austino.
What's happening, my people? It's your boy Denzel.
Oh, go on, my G's. Today's gonna be lit.
So, today we're going to be talking about university love life, part one.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
As you know, we have graduates that are currently in their Copa Week.
To open up closed wounds.
We know that Denzel is a lover boy from his music now, obviously. So,
So where now may I start from?
Start from the one we pay you pass.
The one we pay me pass. Actually, but I never really. Oh boy.
I was just looking at you.
Never really. Okay. The one we pay me pass. Guy, I started the date 100 level.
Yeah.
100, 200. 300 level.
So every year now.
You reach 300.
And at 300 level we split now.
Wait, you dated one girl for 3 years?
No, it was 300 level. No,
it was 300 level first semester.
Ah,
that's long.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I was a lower boy initially till they spat me out to the streets. And the crazy thing about it was after spitting me out, why try to come back?
So the relationship was what?
That long. The relationship was long. Because we started dating like last day of 100 level exam, first semester exam.
Mm-hmm.
Broke up before the last paper.
Serious, it was last day of 100 level.
Yes, no.
Guy, what me too.
Yes, no. you know. Guy, I say, I've never been manipulated or gaslit that much in my life. See, every single toxic trait about me started 2021. Every single. I'm sorry, man. Every girl I've hurt, you might hear this podcast. you might hear this podcast. You might not hear this podcast. I really don't give two fucks right now, but I'm sorry. It's not your fault.
Toxic man.
Ah, man.
So what happened? How was the relationship?
It was bliss at first. Like, it was nice at first.
That's the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, honeymoon phase. It'd be mad. Then came the sleepless nights. Fights,
and you know that because it's your first like
real relationship,
yeah. Your first serious relationship,
so you want to keep it.
You put everything,
you put effort. Guy, I say, cross, I was writing poems for this baby the morning.
Worry, I don't
like we go wake up, I go drop poems, bro. See, mine now, that song, mine is literally about you get the jack. There was a song I dropped time as everything up. I took that song down, bro.
Wow. I haven't thought that EP. That EP that you dropped there. Yeah.
Happy was like me trying to recover from.
That was
from
like
heartbreak. That I went on a 6 month break from music because of woman.
you really do be like that sometimes.
Because of woman, bro. I don't feel freestyle.
Just the reason my life.
Gosh. But you know, like, it's always really crazy because, bro, I was 100% in.
Yes, no.
And we did it for a year plus, so, guy, I gave
everything. I don't think I've done a year in my life, guy.
I gave everything.
I've never done a year, man.
No, I did. I did a year. A year and a month.
I don't go forget my one year anniversary with this shorty.
Ah. Oh, you do have.
Then call me that morning. She said, Denzel, so that's how you forgot our anniversary.
But how could you forget?
I didn't forget. I've been the play game. I was staying awake.
It means you'll be toxic in 2019.
I was staying awake to like text her, oh, baby, get happy anniversary and shit. Bro, this was like 12 12:15. I just 15 minutes pass. They don't pass my DM.
How far?
But I think the thing I learned here was, almost as a guy, I don't know if it works for everybody, but me personally, I won't give too much of myself where it's not appreciated. Once I feel like it's not appreciated, I'll dip. Because baby, I'm Denzel now.
Like, you get
like, oh no. Like that's that. It was that time, guy, I dropped my self-esteem.
So after that relationship, no more.
After that relationship, I started finding money.
No, I don't mean to be sexist here, but I feel like with women in relationships, 95% of the time, all they think about is actually themselves.
I won't lie.
I'm not trying to
say, from what I've seen.
Most of the time, it's always the babe that initiates the
issues.
The guy always tries.
Just did.
I'm not trying to be sexist though, but I'm just talking about, like, based on
personal experiences.
And aside that, and what other people have told me. So it's not like I'm just speaking off like a bias view or something. Like, most of the time, if the girl wants to leave, there are many times that guys want to leave, but they'll just be like, nah, man, I don't think I want to leave.
I don't really want to leave.
Because my relationship, I remember, guy, I went through some hard times.
Bro,
I really love that guy, I can't even lie. And she didn't do too much that was bad, but.
Do you know that there was
sometimes
first,
when I was
first
angry,
time,
I said,
first
no,
time,
I'll stay.
The first time I wanted to break up with this shorty, I think that was 200 level. The amount of people we beg me.
I remember one time. But that was like in football, guy. I was dating this babe. That's even like, I can't lie, that's my top tier relationship experience, guy. Because, come on, that's like first relationship. You're trying to be, like you said now, you're trying to be serious with your life.
A
like,
husband.
You're like, bro, I've entered this stage of my life and
I need to focus.
Yeah, do you understand? So, they've gone one time, I just been the vex. I was so angry, I was pissed. But my guys were like, guy, if you break up with this babe, you don't fuck up. Like, I'm not going to even be your guy again. I'm like, it's that deep. Like,
right. Your guys will be rooting for
like,
you.
Bro, they're like,
bro, you know, I'm not even going to lie. Yeah? I know I might receive backlash for this thing. I think one of the things I regret in my relationship was that at that point in time, now my friends, majority of them, all them don't toxic. Yeah. At that point in time, the people I was getting advice from were lover boys too. So nobody dared to tear my eyes, say, bro, this is what is happening. You get this, like, last once in a while, you need a friend that has actually experienced this thing.
Yeah.
So babe, go they fuck up. This shorty is obviously disrespecting you. I go and meet my guy. My guy will be like, bro, find out what's up with her. Talk to her. You did talk to her. Talk to another person. They fry your babe, bro.
I remember when.
I'm not going to give my take on this one because I still believe my ex was a good person.
I don't believe
she. And I regret leaving her. I regret.
I don't believe Jack.
Man, I feel like.
She tried to come back and I refused. And I think that was one of my.
If you were in my situation, also, no, imagine say you did school. You know the way let's say you're popular for backup. The way you did school, so people sabi you, sabi your babe. Guy, if you just did your hostel, person could just enter your room. Bro, I see your babe. This night with Susan, Susu.
Okay, that never happened to me, Sha.
Guys, cross those. Hey, God. See, he got to a point. He got to a point. Anxiety started to hook me. Anytime I know they talk about my babe for public at one point. Because I know just want me to embarrass me. Now you did date that babe.
That's mad.
Bruh.
It was just the few sad.
It got to a point I was really sad. Like, I was down bad to the point where I would get dressed, leave my hostel. I could just go stroll for school, just to listen to music.
Now you say you just stroll, you see your baby.
This one, a different thing. It is not been the sub for school, bros. It's been the sub for school for one era, it can't stop.
Wow, she's not elevated.
Elevate a little higher.
Austin, please tell us your good parts. because it seems you enjoyed your relationship.
My own problem was not my babe cheated or something like that. It was just miscommunication. You know when insecurity is on a high, you can never
true.
Because anything is problem. When there's
trust
issues.
It's fine boys that have insecurities most. Fine people, guy. But then they don't understand. The babe is probably having like an insecurity that more you could just get like...
See, if I'm with a baby you're always telling me you don't trust me, on God, I'll tell you to tell me the nigga you're fucking.
Sometimes it's not like that. Though. Sometimes you can be scared. Just like how you now.
I understand what Osuna is saying. So, in my own situation, I found out that because I was always like, it got to a point I was always like, why are you always saying you don't trust me? Like, you always try your best to try and make a shorty trust you until you find out that the shorty is doing something that is fucking her conscience. So she feels you're doing the same thing.
But I mean, it's not always like that.
But no, in my case, it was like that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, because sometimes it might be from past relationship, guy.
Yeah,
plenty of people now, they carry like the scars from like their past.
I mean, you're toxic now because of your past relationship.
Nobody has really healed, bro. Like, everybody's trying to move on, but nobody has really healed.
That's what I was explaining to one of my friends now, bro. Guy, you never really get over something.
Yes, no.
You
still
there your
you just
mind.
Find a way to live with it.
You're just
still
like
there your mind. You're like, see, it don't happen. It is what
she told me now. I told it was one time I was like, I realized something. Last bar. You up until you make the money you're looking for in your life and everything, yeah. The person you are today is like a result of what you've gone through. The things they don't stop you for this your life.
True.
So if you find someone that's really toxic and shit, at a certain point in that nigga's life, something changed. You know which child is born wicked? Are you the devil's spawn?
Everybody is always a happy young man.
You get, you're not the devil's spawn, fam.
I wrote on my birthday wish list. Like my birthday was like last week Friday now.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. Like, I think I'm ready to have a girlfriend at this time. And then I posted it to everybody, just the
entire year.
Like, you want to have a girlfriend? Mm-hmm. I'm like, see, I'm trying to look for somebody that is calm, yeah. And I know that me, I'm everywhere. Not like everywhere per se,
I won't go talk to nobody.
It's just like babe saying that.
Yeah, I have my person.
It's just like
I don't go talk to nobody though.
It's just like babe saying that music boys are red flag.
God,
do you understand?
God. I don't see the caps, huh?
God.
see, even the person who I talk to, babe, she don't clear me tire.
So
she
like,
don't clear me tire. She said, Denzel, This girl.
Artist. I've always been saying it. How's Denzel? I always say my own.
Especially
I cannot date a dancer.
The ones that are in university.
Me, I can't date a dancer. First is first.
Personally, I don't think
I told Denzel.
Dancing girls too.
I told Denzel. I can never date a dancer, man. I don't go ever forget. Person's coming for camp now. But I won't talk about that.
Okay. Make I talk out.
No.
Make I talk out.
They use person where you look up to. They do under the influence.
Bro!
Man, I can't
take
this. There are certain and it's,
I mean, but it's then let's not dip it like that because you and your babe, if you go Rema concert now, Rema will call your babe to the stage.
Shiba, I don't like.
You want to tell them that your girlfriend will say no, she's not going to stage to go and rock Rema.
If she does, it's me, self, me, I don't come out now.
I go just, you find your way home.
I swear.
Because if I'm not going to the concert as a performing artist, so me and you go meet the Rema backstage, converse like human beings. We they go, like, we get like fans. Mm. You do that shit with me. Actually, they climb stage if I take your power bank and your keys.
Guy, I will throw it on the floor. As in, I will throw it on the floor.
Oh, Rema has played the people that, like, he's. Like your girlfriend.
No. See, but one thing I don't realize about life. Eh.
That's why you guys are.
One truth women don't like saying. See, anybody won't bash me, then bash me. Women have made themselves commodities. Do you know how?
I am not part of this.
Let me go back. Okay, let me take back my word.
Why? You already talk
about.
No, wait. But then I try me be say about. Now it looks like everything is transactional.
I need plenty of women on this podcast to start bashing men.
So that, I wish we had them so that we can
understand.
Yeah. Because
I feel like
they like a group of toxic niggas.
Yeah. Me, I'm not toxic.
No, that's.
But I'm not toxic.
But Denzel is
cross and Denzel.
No,
Denzel, you're contradicting
yourself. I'm not toxic.
In the beginning, you said you were toxic.
I'm not that toxic.
Okay. Okay. On the scale of 1 to 100.
Okay, on the scale of 1 to 100. Can I put in this one? I put in this one. I want to sing for them.
Yeah, no.
I don't know, man. On a scale, on a scale of 1 to 100, I should be honest. Shit.
That is honestly speaking.
As it does, be real.
50.
Guy.
50 is average now.
That's not true.
Put you and okay on a scale of 1 to 1 Toby.
That's not true.
On a scale of 1 to 1 Toby.
Toby toxic person.
Guy, no, Desert is a solid.
Damn, if Toby is not toxic, that means then.
Wow. Desert is a solid.
Baby, 89%. I'm not toxic.
Okay.
take it away from
you
me.
They contract, you they make our worse because you be red flag already. You can't see for them.
Yeah, but the, I'm a lover boy. I have my woman.
I'm a lover boy. I'm like,
you used to be a lover boy.
No, I'm not. I still have those traits.
No, but one thing about me, I'll be real.
The only thing with me now is that not everybody gets to see that part of me because I can fuck with you as me just being friendly, Denzel, you get. But you want, when you start like wanting those other things, I have to see that. Okay.
Okay, so real quick. Yeah. So university after her, did you have any other baby in school?
In school now.
No, he just became an Ashao.
Cross, how many babes have you had in school?
In my school, I don't.
How many girlfriends
babes
have you had?
I don't date like them. Like it's
so you've not had any girlfriend?
Yeah, no.
But yeah, I had babes.
Okay,
now you give me them.
Cross with Chuku Saint Papi.
Me, I had just one girlfriend in secondary school.
Secondary school was a rampage.
Secondary school. That's not what we're talking about today.
But you know, funny enough,
like from SS1, that's when I discovered that.
Guys, secondary school, I was on a roll.
Because
I had like 5 babes at once. There was nothing to lose.
I swear.
There was nothing.
Guys, secondary school had one babe.
Sorry.
I had one in Regina Patrick, one in Holy Cross, one in. Everywhere.
I think my highest was like,
I had like 5 at once, and I'm not exaggerating. 5 to 6 at once.
See, but may not be like saying the cab, but I don't go to some certain places.
I feel like
I don't enter some certain places.
I feel like that's why when I got served breakfast, I just had to chew because my head is like, oh my, this is karma,
it's karma, bro.
Yeah.
So at some point, you feel you cry, but your conscience,
your conscience,
guys, you don't do you like.
Guys, secondary school was not even valid. Yeah, secondary school was invalid. Because bro, I was, oh my god,
yeah, real quick,
my past life.
Hot boy.
Yeah, my past life, secondary school.
At that point, we had leverage. Light skin boys had leverage in secondary school.
Light skin boys to rule the world.
Nah, the game is not in our favor. You know, it has switched drastically. Now, once a babe sees a light skin guy, it's all over for you.
Like, your chances are gone.
As in, bro, your chances are already gone.
You can't really find.
You need to work extra hard.
The rope die for good.
Bro. Guy, oh my bro, as a light skin guy, you have to work extra hard right now.
Like, you have to show.
That year, I know they stress myself. I swear. I don't get flows. I don't even see they do much and they get babes.
Yeah, I think why secondary school was nice because you didn't necessarily have to have money.
All I had
was
you say money. Even
your
Reese,
ghetto like
bro,
this.
Even Reese.
You didn't need
let your socks be white.
Guy, all I had in secondary school was that I could run and I could dance. And that was all.
Jack shit, man.
That was all
then
I needed.
You must have been dressed. Talking or fly out or use the fresh.
Let me know, like, you know that song Rap Saved Me?
Yeah.
That song Rap Saved Me, guy. Rap gave me an identity in secondary school. You know somebody is going to you're a nobody, bro.
Yeah.
It was just okay, this guy in the rap. Oh, that was where the whole thing started coming from. People, so they just know you that there's this rapper, because we had this, there was like this division in my secondary school, the Science and Technical School.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody knew technical had rappers. Mm-hmm. Science didn't really have a lot of rappers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very clear, these niggas are the niggas that rap in science. Yeah. Like, get one time when they put us against technical niggas, same we'll do rap battle. Like, you're calling like 4 boys, we compass like 10, 9, 8 niggas.
guy, let's just leave secondary school because I didn't want to think about that. but uni life was sweet, man.
I know the crazy part about uni. After, because we broke up before I went on IT.
Yeah.
During IT was my like self-discovery period, that kind of thing.
I think mine, for me, it was this thing. It was it was 2020.
Mine was lockdown.
Lockdown,
it made me realize.
As I enter school, final year, I realized something. I was like, man, fuck bitches. I don't even lie. So it was you know when you have like a charisma change,
yeah.
When your aura basically just changes, and then I now discovered that I was attracting a lot more girls.
Mm-hmm.
But then now that I'm attracting a lot more girls, I'm really not interested.
Yeah, because you've been through that whole.
You get thing. Like so like bro, there was this party we had in school one time. Yeah, I remember this babe walking up, one babe walking up to me like we're talking and stuff, and then the next thing she goes is like, "Denzel, I want to fuck you." It shocked me, bro. I kid you not. I'm like, I don't understand.
You see why you're just making artists look bad now.
No, see now. I said why? Like why? Why you go just day? Jam me, oh. Why you go just day? You just see boy. The next thing. Yeah, the way you entered, but the next thing I want to smash you. Like, I thought that's what men do.
Yeah.
I thought that's what
I mean,
do.
See, guys, me, you know, on this, on this podcast, yeah.
Bro, nowadays,
that's
girls
what I'm
are
trying
bold.
To advocate. That's what people don't understand. They just think it's for showers. I'm trying to advocate the fact that everybody's equal.
Everybody's
based on
equal.
Sexuality, oh.
Sexuality,
you come and shoot your shot, oh. Tell me straight up, oh. Like, instead of
see, but
saying,
I feel like,
let's leave this one to this
yeah,
gender.
Girls,
let's leave
girls
this
are more bold
gender.
Now. Because
girls
right now,
now,
me, if you,
but
you are
you know,
waiting for me to shoot my shot for you,
you
are
wasting your time, baby girl.
You will just stay there.
Tire.
If you don't tell me,
I realize, because I realize that niggas that don't really get love, girls that to approach them, they won't really get some certain topics. Because it was just like before now.
Yeah.
I know if he did, say I go enter place, babe, will come meet me.
I mean, then
say,
then again,
give me
social
your
media is like,
another
making,
thing.
Ha! Yeah. Social media, they handicap niggas.
Bro.
Bro.
Guy.
I saw, I tweeted yesterday, I was like,
guy.
When would one babe just randomly text me and say, yo, send your account number because I want to appreciate that you're handsome. Because yesterday, bro, I was going through Snap and one babe was like, she screenshotted and it was this thing. The guy said, send your account
bro,
number.
It happens to girls.
Busy.
It happens
like,
to girls on the norms.
Come on.
It happens to shorties on the norms.
I'm just wasting.
It happens to shorties on the see me like this, but I can't hit up.
Guy.
I can't hit you up.
Guy, if
tell
you are
you,
texting a babe through social media, you've handicapped already. Guy, you need to walk times three. Whether you're fine or you're not fine. Guy, you have to bring
something. But you know, in some cases, yeah, there's this thing girls do. Girls evaluate your social media. And
my social media looks good, but I still need work.
And rate you according to what they see.
That's why
it's like that. Then they don't rate me at all.
Because I realized, you know, before I dropped Who Is Denzel,
yeah.
When I was doing the whole promo, this thing, when I started posting all this picture and shit, guy, first time I posted the picture of me in blonde hair, guy, that night, bro, I started seeing DMs I've not seen since. I say wow. So y'all actually view my shit. You know that that's what they do, bro. Like the first time, that time I traveled out now.
When
first
time, that US.
First time I posted a picture and I put location. I'm not even trying to exaggerate.
Bro,
but I literally got like over 10 DMs and I'm not joking. And I'm like, so this nigga is especially when they aim me for secondary school, I hear one hot babe. I don't go call your name just for your this thing, bro.
Next, say, Austin, when did you travel? Just like that. Babe, where don't rate me? From secondary school, she don't rate me. Uni, where I even get more aura, she no still even rate me. But as I don't travel, and when you don't say you remember me, bitcher.
Please, let's end it. It's becoming more toxic. Let's go to the next episode.
Let's just finish that one.
And now we're going to be on an interview with Denzel, you know, to get the artist side of him and the journey.
Blessings, 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 blessings.
Yo, what going on, my people? It's your boy Caliber the Grind. Keep listening to Honestly Speaking Podcast, the hottest podcast in the capital.
Do your thing, same path in the cross.
Welcome back. Are we Denzel spelled DX? Spell out my big. DXNZEL. Sorry, my bad. Sometimes the thing is confusing me because even when I'm trying to call this nigga, I used to like mistake.
You right, D E.
Yeah. So yeah, Denzel.
What's good, my people? Mm-hmm. It's Denzel.
Yeah. So, quick question.
Yeah.
The name. Okay, how did the name come up?
Guy, I feel like when I was in secondary school,
yeah.
When I was in secondary school, I used to go by Ace Flows. That Ace Flows is such a corny name.
Ace Flows.
Ace Flows. Mm-hmm. Like okay, no, it was Flows.
Okay.
FLOWC.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ace. Ace Flows.
Okay.
But then I entered uni and it was like, bruh, I can't get on stage and tell people. My name is Ace Flows. Where I go, who is performing at Ace Flows? The fuck is that nigga? So then there was Drake, Justin Bieber, all these guys, Davido. And like, there's beauty in simplicity. That's one. That's one thing Drake says. So I was like, okay, Denzel. But I had to switch it up because apparently on DSPs they love Denzels. Make it all caps, point X, simple finish. I think that was basically how. So I had plans to change it from Denzel at one point though.
Yeah.
You get, but that whole 23 Spaceman alias. But I was like, the way 21 Savage has 21 Savage separately.
Yeah.
He has Saint Laurent done. He has Stora King. Drake has Drizzy. He's gone. I mean, so I was like, me 21, me just did.
Yeah.
Denzel did.
So, okay, okay. Right now you're doing your NYC now.
Yeah.
So boy, just finished school. See, so, you know, his car, everything. Oh God, God. When did music start for you, my guy?
Officially or personally?
I mean, let's start from like personally, you know.
Omo, I used to sing when I was younger, like a lot, 5-0 rapping.
Okay.
So I think this was primary school. Then I think when I was in SS1, I started doing these rap battles with my friend in school that time. So I think it was my love for rap, now like from those rap battles. Mm-hmm. So that would be like 2014. So from rap battles, SS1, SS2, SS3. Then officially, music started for me 2019.
That's
officially, that's awesome
time.
I think, yeah, because that was when I dropped No Introduction, the first No Introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2019.
Then, this thing, what made you, okay, you said the music started for you, but what made you, like, start your own music picture? Let's know it. Because there's even something starting and
wanting to.
Yeah.
Okay, like what made me get serious?
Yeah.
I always had dreams, you get?
Yeah.
So part of those dreams was like performing in front of like a lot of people and like hearing. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with that feeling. Like I've always been obsessed with this since I was younger.
Yeah.
Like even like people that know me know I talk about Rolling Loud a lot. Every single year I watch Rolling Loud, I see the crowds, the people, like the energy, people are singing your song, and I'm like, bruh, I want this.
When you said Rolling Loud, the first thing that came to my head was Canadian Volume.
Exactly. Like, deep down, like, I always create that, I love that energy.
Sure.
So, like, the energy around making music, the whole process, everything, man, I fuck with it.
What genre do you fall under?
Categorically, hip hop.
Okay.
But then I have a tendency to alternate because I dig in versatility a lot. But home base is hip hop.
I've seen that you and Toby, obviously now the ones you guys have been. Do you have like any upcoming projects with him?
That's my blood.
Cause
okay, Toby's probably going to be pissed if I say this. he's going to be pissed as fuck. We have a new song for everybody that is still streaming Mike. Thank you. Now Mike have been on mine. I don't even forget the name of my song. Everybody streaming mine, thank you so much. I really appreciate. And we have a new song called Psych coming out next month. You know the crazy thing? The crazy thing is that mine and Psych are on the joint tape that me and Toby have.
So that's like, see, honestly speaking, we're giving you music and you
that joint tape was supposed to drop last year Valentine's Day.
Okay,
it's actually a love tape.
This even enters the next question because I was about to ask you like, what are we expecting from you?
But so, right now, I can't really say if the tape is going to drop or not. That one, I'm going to leave it for the team.
Okay,
but anything from me and Toby, we have singles.
Okay,
this is the only place I will say this ever.
Okay,
we have Jesus Christ. Songs they like rice.
They Clara.
Do you get like the songs cause Toby's my blood. Toby's my OG. Toby is somebody that I can link with Toby even in the heat of battle.
Yeah.
Say bro, you owe Mike. Alpha records. We'll drop. You get so there's the joint tape and there's a new tape coming. I can't really say much about the features and everything on it, but it's still Toby with Wave and Denzel. And then personally, I have a couple more singles this year. I have music videos on the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see everybody's trying to go visual now, so that's good.
I have music videos on the way. The crazy thing about the music videos now, you see, I don't know if you remember that Kincaid line.
Yeah.
My woman thinks I'm playing games because of my career.
Yeah.
That's my predicament right now.
Yeah.
I can't.
Don't worry, I feel you too, man.
Bruh. So yeah, music joke. Yours just pray, man.
Alright, so this thing, last question here.
Yeah.
This what should we, or at least mention, like at least like you said Toby.
Yeah.
So give us like two more names now. Just you know, let's know what we are expecting. Let's start imagining how it's going to be. how the madness is going to be.
Get some names and one call some heavy names.
Okay. So we know that they are heavy people.
Heavy names.
So that's okay.
That's calm. I have sneak peek. I have two verses from some heavy names, Shah.
Wow.
No worry, everything just plenty. Be like Sinner Rice.
Declan Rice.
Don't drop hints, Shah.
Okay.
First hint. Which other hint I could drop again? I know I'm gonna drop.
You said you were giving us two now.
I've dropped the first.
Said heavy names, then Toby, then more videos. We're expecting more videos. Yeah. So I mean, we are so happy that you came up.
I know right now I'm not really looking I don't want to sound pride, because a lot of people I tell this to, they feel like I'm sounding cocky or shit, but yeah. I'm not really big on looking for features. You get,
yeah, just trying to get your sound.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the sound everywhere. But if I would have a lot of features, it's mostly just my niggas.
Okay.
You get, it's mostly a lot of the features, just my niggas.
I don't know. Thank you so much for going to the, you know, crew session. You know, my guys back, Faustino.
Hey, what's good, guys? It's your boy Caliber the Grind. Try me, it's out now on all fucking platforms. Stream that shit so that I'll see food chop. Thanks, my G's.
Honestly speaking.
Yeah, from the horny point of view.
Yo, it's your ex Wavy, host of Honestly Speaking, the fucking podcast, and I'm here to talk to you about today's sponsors, ConnectBoy.org. ConnectBoy.org is the biggest gaming and gambling platform there is right now. From lotteries to betting, you could bet aside sports, politics, reality TV, boxing, whatever it is. Also, we have binary trading of Forex, which is also good for my NFT and crypto niggas. And also, you can make video challenges with your friends, which is so fun. Who wouldn't want to use 100 naira to win 1 million? I mean, the link is going to be down below. Tap the link and start winning. ConnectBoy.org. Register now.
Welcome back. Go and use ConnectBoy.org for betting. You can bet on sports, TV shows, politics, whatever. We have a crypto-based site for Forex traders. Everything is on ConnectBoy.org. Go there, sign up, and start using it right now. And back to the crew session. You know how it goes. Austino is in the house.
We're here.
Denzel, it's your ex baby, you know. So yeah. So this is a do or that, this or that question. It's kind of like simple. I know that if you listen to it, Honestly Speaking, you know that okay. Like, you just have to choose one and explain why, you know. So, tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos, man.
Choking or spanking?
Choking. I agree with that.
If you had a free Amazon shopping list for a day, this thing, like to your goats, backstage pass to your goats show, like you meet your goats now, like this one after it performs, which one would you pick?
Or a free Amazon
shopping ticket, like
for a day,
for like a whole day.
I'm going with Amazon, man.
So you know what to meet your.
I'm on.
Go relax.
Go chill first. Time goes today.
Okay, thank God it's boys now. Messi or Ronaldo?
Ronaldo.
Ororo. Cross up so you don't take the other side.
No. PlayStation or Xbox?
Yes.
PlayStation, man. PlayStation.
Guy.
Ororo. Don't ask that question again.
Now, first thing more than you do.
Bro, eat too much now.
Guys, stop that.
Fuck.
Gone to your head or burnt by acid?
Wait.
Go to your head or burnt by
guy,
acid.
Guy, Glock me now.
Burnt
by acid.
Shoot me, nigga.
One night stand with different models or relationship time, full time relationship with your celebrity crush.
Different models.
Guy, give me my celebrity crush. Say it, why?
Different models.
Say it, why?
I know their celebrity crush.
Guy!
Who guy, be your celebrity crush?
Guy, she's a lesbian.
You know, we still take the models.
Guy, I'm Amanda Steinberg. Guy, she's too beautiful.
Sha. Drake said she a lesbian girl, me too. So yeah. I mean, I agree. How would you charge if you were a gigolo? How much would you charge if you were a mula shao?
Should I be honest?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have different packages.
Okay.
There's the full package. The full package right now, I'll charge you an M.
What does that one entail?
What does that entail? Okay, the full package. Wait, see, if you're wrong, you know, as a man, you get. You know, as a man, you get the way you run, babe, where you like. You get the way you run, babe, where you don't really feel. And you get the way you go out, 999 pass. You get. So the full package is like, I'm giving you the girlfriend experience. Basically, see, I'll go even for 1M.
You charge you 1M for a night.
See, I'll go even say, wait, I'll go do for you.
Criminal. If babe charge you 1M, I tell you what we should not do for you.
Why I go do that situation in the first place? Right? See, no, you don't understand. I'm the price. She go pay to see me. chop life. You get.
This one is doing a. How much are you charging your single?
No, not skip.
Condoms or raw? Condoms.
As my baba bought me, now I had to go. As my baba bought me, I'm going.
What's them? If you cut your babe with your popsy now, like, what would you do?
Man.
Like, she's about to be your stepmom.
I don't understand. Like I catch them for bed.
You don't catch them, see?
Then they run things.
Yeah.
Boy.
God, I don't even know, man. I've actually never thought about it.
My mind never seen good outside. But if it does happen,
Guy, I go with my papa with disgust. I feel death my babe.
My father would know that I don't respect him anymore. Like I'm making very obvious.
Like,
see, you'll be so uncomfortable around his son.
But he's a human being.
I feel death. So you don't see any other babe.
You don't see any other babe.
My girl.
How is my mother?
What's the one thing your ex told you that you never forget?
Can I say two?
Don't you know?
You're too extra.
You're too extra, okay.
And have fun. Have fun in your future. And have fun. Like you're breaking any guy's heart and you're like, have fun.
Yeah.
Austin, I always love you.
You, it's like you've always had the good
bro,
side
the,
of
the
life.
Bro, the babe, he told you now, he said it now, you know, just misunderstanding.
He has always had the good side of life.
Not even, no, I don't see shake game. I don't even, that is not the topic for today, so. That's another thing to me now.
No, so body count.
Very recently.
Body count, do it in greater than and less than.
I don't understand. Like
greater than this number, less than this number.
Okay, greater than this number.
You the number.
I got the number now.
You tell us now.
No, you go call the number.
Is it greater than?
We'll say whether it's greater than or less than. Yeah?
Is it greater than 4? Definitely. Yeah, music
less than.
Less than.
Less than what?
4.
Less than 4.
Ooh, yeah. I'm speaking for myself.
Okay,
yeah,
you're speaking for yourself. Okay, not me.
Not you now.
Okay, you're speaking for yourself.
Yes,
not
now.
This is where they are lying.
No, less than.
No. Less than 4.
Less than.
For you.
Less than.
Austin. Let them know.
See, I don't tell you. They argue with
less than 4.
Denzel.
Less than 4.
Guys, we'll just skip this part because this guy is just a bloody liar.
Bro, wait, what the fuck? I said less than 4.
Guys, just skip this part because this guy is a liar.
Denzel, say less than 4.
This guy is a liar. Denzel.
Can you smash a babe with beards?
I don't really. Guys, these questions, I don't want to think about these questions.
Wait.
I can never use this one.
Can I smash a babe with beards? But I don't think I'll be turned on. Like I don't think I can.
If if I love you, maybe you have two strands.
Nah, man.
Why not?
Nah.
No.
Listen, okay, two strands.
You have two strands. Yeah, okay.
No, you see the way your face full like this, you be a bear.
No. I can't. It's not possible now. How?
Why?
Guy, how we have beards like me and I'm smashing you? I'm not gay now. Come on.
Bro, you're gonna give me head. You're gonna scratch my balls.
Guy, come on. I actually haven't thought about it before.
Guy, but it's uncomfortable. You go on choker. Your hand gonna eat you.
I beg. Guy, this thing where they now here, you go, no.
You go on choke, babe. You go to hold Adam's apple.
Come on.
She go tell you. No. Okay. Bro,
But I mean, true love. You don't know, love is blind. You might fall in love without Snapchat.
Fuck love, man.
Guy, beard like me. That's just bottom tier.
Sha, thank you so much for having me.
But wait. On a real, man. On a real. Make I ask one question for the house.
Mm.
You walk into a bar, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you did by yourself.
Okay.
You order a drink.
Mm-hmm.
A shorty with beards walks up to you.
Mm-hmm.
She looks her body's mad,
mm-hmm.
but the beards are crazy. Like she looks like she's on some Moses type shit.
Nice,
man.
Good.
Mm-hmm. No, bro, she's on some Moses type shit, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Then she puts her phone on the table and it's like she's going to give you 30 million.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to fuck her,
mm-hmm.
and eat her out.
Mm-hmm.
And please note,
mm-hmm.
the beards are the same everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let him. I'll do it.
Would you or would you not?
Austin will do it, guy.
You're trying to tell us you smash Bob Risky.
You're getting it wrong. You did not say she was trans or not.
No, I didn't say she was trans.
I don't know.
There are some people with some kind of conditions that they have.
Yeah. 30 million.
30 million.
In dollars or naira.
In naira.
Baba! Dollars or naira. See, Baba, do it.
Cross, let me not even lie. Let me be very honest. Let me say my truth. Me and Jesus Christ,
I would do it.
30 million naira right now.
Mm.
I would do it.
Guy, why not?
So nobody will know now. So
I know. See, I should send them. Baby girl, open your legs.
So me, I'm not answering that question. No, because it's between.
Why is that?
It's between me saying I don't know.
It
depends on the situation I am at that point. If I'm really broke.
Okay, so now like this. Past 30 million.
No, how about bots now? Come on, you don't like, you don't know how creepy crawling. But then,
the guy never won here. He doesn't want to know.
Oh, I really appreciate you guys for this episode. Thank you so much. Keep listening to Honestly Speaking. Go and stream Denzel. The link is going to be in the description. Check out Stino. This thing is going to be his Instagram. A hot boy, so yeah. I mean,
babes, hot boys. Babes, his name is Austino234@togo.com.
I know.
Honestly speaking, go unnecessary. All this your back, I show unnecessary. Honestly speaking.